But I want to remind people of a couple of things. Just close your eyes for a minute. Everyone close their eyes for a minute. And you remember the people that were here before any white fella come here, all your old people that were in this country. They managed that country. From the top of Cape York to the bottom of Tasmania, they managed the whole country. They made laws, they made rules, they organised themselves, they governed the country. They governed the country. The one thing that made it possible was the one law. Everyone had that one law, whether it was spoken in Wiradjuri language, whether it was in Kuma language, whether it was in Barkindji, the law was the same. That same thing, what they did before, we can do now. We ran the country once. We can run the country again. Yeah. Think about it. Not hard. We already did it once. We can do it again. The second thing I want to remind people about is that the bloke that ran the guns and looked after the guns for Nelson Mandela and the ANC when they were fighting the white fellas, he wasn't black. He was a white Dutchman. He was the sergeant at arms for the ANC. So when we talk about white fellas, and I hear it all the time and time again, and it might have been relevant when we're talking about shit that's to do with home and that, but in a national fight like this, where we're taking up a national fight to 20 million people around the country, they're stakeholders in it. They've got to be there with us. And they've got to take an active part in it. The same as that bloke that was sergeant at arms for Nelson Mandela and made a choice between his skin and what was right, this is what we're asking them to do. If we don't do that, we lost it. We've got to take them in. We've got to take them in as to help out with our websites, to help out with the publications, to help out with the fundraising, to help out with the cooking, to help out with the campaign. They've got to have a role in this. They've got a stake in this country. They've got grandchildren, they've got children. We've got to take them along. And we've got to make them feel that this is their fight too. That to have a country that everyone can live in under a just and fair law is what we're chasing. We're chasing the recognition and the honouring of our sovereign rights, our birthrights. That's what we're asking, that's what we're telling the world that we want. That's what we're fighting for. The white fellas, they're fighting for the right to be able to stay here in our country in a just occupation. 21 years ago, the myth of Terra Nullius was thrown out. 21 years later, here now, we actually got the question of sovereignty. We were all at that meetings. You know the meetings that were run. Noel Pearson and all them, when they ran their native title meetings. Don't bring your land, your native title, or don't bring your sovereignty bullshit here. If you want to talk sovereignty, go out the room. 21 years we put up with that. Now it's back on the table again. But it's important that we take those people with us. And there's a lot of jobs that they can do. It's taken us 15 years to get the ACTU to reaffirm their allegiance with blackfellas. This is what Marcia Langton, this is what Warren Mundine, this is what all these people did between blackfellas and the ACTU and all the unions around this country. They divided us for 15 years. When we go back to Vincent Lingari, who was the main fellas behind him? The union. When we look at Dole Douglas and the fellas up in the Oven 67 in Western Australia, the trade union. Ferguson, Patton, Reid, all them fellas were backed by the Communist Party and the trade unions. And now, that link was purposely divided, that wedge was put between us 15 years ago. That wedge now is not there. We have reaffirmed that with the unions. The unions have come across. They moved the resolution at the ACTU to realign themselves with this issue of sovereignty and the embassies. We've got to obtain those resources. We've got to work with them. But in the same time, taking on board what Michael and other people said, we've got other Aboriginal organisations that are out there. It's an Indigenous Peoples organisation. We've got to make this fight big enough so that it includes them. And that's how we become stronger. That's how that word unity becomes an actual action.